Where's the worst area in this city to turn left?
Middletown, Aiken Road by Blindsboro.
You've been hit how many times there?
Well, one time there.
Okay, but then
you go on the other Aiken where the two Lake Forest entrances meet.
Yeah.
I was sitting at an entrance of Lake Forest waiting to turn left onto Aiken and got hit there as well. Collateral damage from two other cars that collided.
Yeah, so I'll see, and I like run in this one neighborhood. Really cool houses, cool little neighborhood. But it is surrounded by some, it's kind of like its own, like, island.
Yeah.
And it's surrounded by some pretty busy roads.
Yes.
And I'm thinking to myself, trying to turn left out of here, where there's only, like, three entrances into this neighborhood, would be an absolute nightmare. And I've seen some houses go for sale in this neighborhood. And I'm like, oh, that's really cute. That's cool. You know, maybe. And I'm like, nope, never would.
Nope.
I couldn't. Yes, I know that there are certain times of the day where it wouldn't be a problem. Wouldn't be a problem.
It's a busier times of day, but the traffic.
It's like later afternoon, and it's like, holy cow.
Yes.
It's like, so many times when I'm driving home from work, I'm going down Shelbyville Road.
Yes.
And for those of you who have kids or have went to St. Margaret Mary right there across from Oxmoor,
I sit there
and I'm like, now I know that they have a traffic cop for some of the times, but other times it's like I'm driving and I'm like, there's a person that's sitting there and I'm like, you're going to be here
forever,
for an hour.
I'm trying to turn left. Yes.
Right. You're going to have to.
Yes.
It would almost be easier to turn right and then figure out how to go back the opposite way. Right. So it's, or any of those businesses along Shelbyville Road, right over there by Oxmoor. It's like trying to turn left onto Shelbyville. You might as well just.
That's not going to happen.
Right. And so I remember I was in Chicago with a friend. And he was driving and he terrified me. And maybe it's the fact that this is a southern city and it's still that mentality of like, you know, let you go and stuff like that. But he was like, if you're going to turn left in this city, you've got to just do it and assume people will stop.
Otherwise, that's a dangerous way.
Otherwise, no one will let you in. You just go. And that's what he told me, because, you know, we're in this little suburb and it's a busy street. And he's like, and he waited for, you know, the cars that were closest to him to go by. And he just started going out. And sure enough, the car that was coming slowed down. He was able to get in. And that's what
did they honk and give a nice gesture?
No.
No.
He said, that's what you do here.
Oh.
That's what you do here.
So they just like respect. Yeah, I know you. I knew you had to do that. It's all good.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Sean says Aiken and English Station Road.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kelly.
That is where I've been a victim multiple times. Yes.
Turning left. Turning left is crazy there.
It's always crazy congested, too.
I'm going to go ahead and throw Bardstown Road by Costco, like south of the Watterson. Bardstown Road, trying to turn left in that area, the Butchel neighborhood area.
Okay.
Where you've got five lanes of traffic, it's absolutely insane.
Wow.
And again, it's like where you gotta go and you gotta sit in the middle of the highway for probably another 5 minutes before you can even get in, go in the opposite direction.
That gives me anxiety.
I know. I cannot.
So I was driving with, my son was driving.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He's got a
stroller. Learning how to drive. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He takes a test like in a couple of weeks to get his restricted license.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're on Shelbyville Road out by Gene Snyder.
Yeah.
Out there, Middletown.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to get up on the Gene Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a gap. You have to leave a gap because there's going to be traffic that is going to cross in front of you to get on the Gene Snyder going the opposite direction.
Right.
And he quickly learned the hard way. We didn't make that light. So now we're sticking out and we're going to be blocking the traffic that needs to go the opposite way. So I told him, I'm like, all right, now we need to get out of this lane. We're going to have to go down past where we wanted to go,
yeah,
turn into a neighborhood, turn around and come back around.
Yeah.
And then take a right to get up on the Gene Starr. Thank goodness there were other cars behind us that were kind of blocking the lane.
Yeah,
because they were trying to get in the Gene Starr line, and which allowed us to jut out, you know, get out of line and get go about our way without getting hit, because that was a dangerous thing to do.
Yeah, there are so many areas. Like, I was thinking even Westport Road, turning, like, if you live in the Woodlawn Park neighborhood.
Yeah.
Which is right over there by the Watterson and Westport Road, that area.
Yep.
That's another one where it's like, cute houses, never going to move there. Because if I had to try to turn left out of there onto Westport Road, crossing that track, like, there's no way.
If you're a person that never has to be anywhere at a certain time, you could live there.
Yeah, you could live there. Right. If you didn't live by time restraints, it'd be fine.
Dixie
Highway.
Home, you're good.
Turning left. Onto Dixie Highway, same deal.
Yeah, oh,
like way down South End. Like, get out of here with that.
Just take a right, then go at some point.
At some point,
take
you just
got
to figure out how to turn back around.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly. Anyways,
yeah.
I saw that.
Just certain areas.
I saw that the other day, and I was just like, man, there are so many. Every time I drive down Shelbyville Road across Oxmoor, I just kind of look at those people that are waiting to turn out of the, you know, the AT&T store, St. Margaret Mary.
Good luck.
All that. I'm like,
this is not that time of day,
like,
friends.
I'm like, you know what? It'd be nice if I let you in. Not gonna. But
not
hey, you know what?
Not that time of day, friends.
I appreciate your effort.
Yep. You get the gold star for trying, but you're going to be there for a long time.